From NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. There was an emotional tribute today to the victims of the Boston Marathon bombing at the city's Fenway Park before the start of the Red Sox baseball game. NPR's David Schaefer reports on how fans showed their respects at the end of an unsettling week in Boston.
Both inside Fenway Park and at the sports bar outside of it, Boston Red Sox fans cheered passionately and proudly for those introduced before the game. The team welcomed marathon volunteers and wounded survivors of Monday's blasts, as well as the citizens and first responders who tended to the injured. They observed a moment of silence for those hurt and killed in the events this week and honored the police officers and federal agents who hunted down the bombing suspects and exchanged gunfire with them. Fans also continued a new tradition begun a few days ago at the Boston Garden of singing the national anthem themselves without a soloist. David Schaefer, NPR News, outside of Fenway Park in Boston.
President Obama met his top national security officials today to discuss the bombings. The White House says he highlighted the need to continue gathering information to answer all outstanding questions behind the attacks. Rescuers in southwestern China are pulling bodies and survivors from the rubble of villages in Sichuan province. A powerful earthquake struck the rural hill country, as the BBC's Martin Patience reports.
Rescue workers are struggling to reach the worst affected villages as roads have been blocked by landslides. But in one city, many people have already been pulled alive from the rubble. More than 6,000 soldiers and doctors have been deployed to the region as part of the rescue operation. Sichuan province is no stranger to earthquakes. Next month will mark the fifth anniversary of an earthquake that killed almost 90,000 people.
The BBC's Martin Patience reporting from Beijing. According to officials gathered for a donors' conference in Turkey, the Obama administration is planning to send new, non-lethal military aid to Syrian rebels. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Istanbul.
Secretary of State John Kerry brought the new aid package to an 11-country Friends of Syria conference here as donors try to grapple with the steadily worsening crisis in Syria. Washington has resisted sending weapons to rebel fighters, even as armed Islamist fighters have taken an increasingly prominent role in the fight against the regime of President Bashar al-Assad. But as the U.S. edges closer to a direct role in aiding the armed opposition, Russia has stepped up its criticism, saying the assistance is only increasing the humanitarian disaster in Syria. The U.S. aid will include medical supplies and cash. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
Reports from Syrian activists, meanwhile, say there's been new fighting between Syrian government troops and rebels near the country's border with Lebanon. The report says the area is valuable. It links the capital, Damascus, with an enclave that's home to the Alawite community, which supports the Syrian president. This is NPR. Authorities continue to search for the cause of the blast at the fertilizer plant in the town of West Texas. 14 people were killed and 200 more were hurt by the explosion Wednesday night. Many homes were damaged. Now, an official from West says some people will be allowed back into their houses. They'll still have to observe a curfew. Tens of thousands of people flocked to Denver this weekend for what organizers are calling the nation's largest April 20th celebration. As NPR's Allison Keyes explains, people are smoking out across the nation in an appreciation of marijuana.
Yeah, that coughing could be due to the haze of smoke over parts of Denver, where pot enthusiasts are holding the first celebration since Washington State and Colorado legalized marijuana. 61-year-old Glenn Sarnecki of St. Louis says he's earned it after a lifetime of work.
I'm retired. I raised 3 sons. I want to come out and have some fun.
Last year, 50,000 people came out for this event. This year is the nation's first Cannabis Cup, where pot growers compete for awards. Nicole Hammer of New York is down for it.
I wanted to come make history. You know, this is awesome.
Organizers say the rally is a statement about justice and freedom. Allison Keyes, NPR News.
The National Weather Service is predicting major flooding along the Mississippi River this weekend. There's been torrential rain in the Midwest. Now rivers are rising in 6 states. High rivers are expected from Iowa through St. Louis. The founder of USA Today has died. Al Newarth launched the National Daily publication in 1982. It featured bright graphics and short articles. Newarth ran the Gannett Company, the owner of USA Today. I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News.